verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. We've had the opportunity to share about the fruit of the Spirit and look at love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness. We're going to talk about today goodness. The Greek word here for goodness, agathousone, is a word that is used here and is translated as goodness. But I want us to understand that there is something that is important to know. That this is a word that's not to be confused with kindness. There might be similarity in thought, but they are distinctly different. The idea here with goodness is to have uprightness of heart and life. Your motivation is to do right and to see right in others. In many ways, kindness, if we were to kind of simplify these two, even though both kindness and goodness are rather complicated and complex and very thought-provoking ideas, kindness is our treatment of others. Goodness is our mindset. It can be understood in maybe how you see the world. Do you see it simply as just broken, corrupt, and evil? Or do you see the world as God's creation and a manifestation of God's goodness? And both are definitely true, and I wouldn't disagree that at times both are true. But the motivation or demeanor behind how you see the world and the manifestation of it can be evidence of uprightness of heart and life. A great example of this is in John the 9th chapter, where there was a man that was born blind. And there were two ways to view this. We see that people asked Jesus, well, who sinned? Was it him or was it his parents? So right off the bat, the demeanor, the motivation, the mindset was, who messed up? Who did evil? Who did wrong? But not with Jesus. Jesus shared with them this blind man in John the 9th chapter was here so that the glory of God could be made manifest and they could see. Today we might see somebody who is on the side of the road somewhere and maybe begging, and well, do we see this person as a bum, something poor of quality or nature, or do we see this as a good opportunity? See, in Romans, the 15th chapter, in verse 14, Paul here is writing and he says, I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct each other. See, Paul here had the motivation, the mindset with those writing to the Christians at Rome to let them know, hey, when I think about you, I think about your goodness. When Paul is writing to those at Ephesus, in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, he says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. He doesn't focus on the darkness that was once there, but he focuses on the now, the opportunities, the goodness. We're here because we have a Savior that focused and had a mindset of the goodness. A great example of this is in Luke, the 23rd chapter, in verses 40 and 43. We see two criminals crucified with our Savior. And one of them is mocking Christ and scorning him. And we see in verse 40 of Luke 23, the other criminal rebuked the one mocking the Lord. He said, don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong. Notice here that the man wasn't mocking. The man here wasn't scorning. The man wasn't out necessarily for self-preservation, but he realized that there's something here more than just an innocent man dying. And how do we know that? Because in verse 42, this criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He understood the goodness of Jesus even at his last moments of life. What did Jesus see in this criminal? Did he see somebody that God is coming up? Did he see somebody who was trying to exercise a get-out-of-jail-free card? No. We have a good God. We have a good Savior. We have a good Lord. And that's why Jesus answered him and said, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." We are here because we have a good God. We are here because his mindset was on the goodness in us, the uprightness of heart and life that he could see in each and every one of us. So my prayer and our prayer is that we have fruit of the Spirit and we have a mindset that is good as well. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. Lord God, as we consider the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the good thing that was done, and that's why we're here. We know, Lord God, that you desire kindness, but you desire our mindset to be good. And that's tough. It's tough to take time to think that the intent of others is not evil. It's tough to not see the world and just focus on the moral bankruptcy. But Lord God, we had a Savior that saw good in all people. Father God, you saw good in your creation. You loved us. And you saw an opportunity of restoration and redemption. So we pray, Father God, that our mindset would be good. We praise you and thank you this day in Christ Jesus. Amen.